This is Drive with Tom Elliott.
Home brands. When you go to the supermarket, is there any stigma associated with home brands? As I mentioned just earlier, in the old days there was Black and Gold, which had pretty crappy packaging, and it was a sign that you were either a penniless uni student or someone who just didn't have much money. These days, Coles and Woolies and maybe some of the other supermarkets do a brilliant job with home brands. Asda in the UK, one of the big six-odd supermarkets there, has launched a new home brand range. And for some reason, they've decided to make the packaging bright yellow. So what it says is if your shopping trolley is full of things with bright yellow wrapping around them, then people know you are a home brand fan. Does this matter? 133693. Our next guest is a brand specialist from Jork Consulting. Jessie Weatherly, good evening.
Hi, Tom. It's lovely to speak to you.
Well, I mean, I mentioned Black and Gold before. I don't even know if that still exists anymore. But, I mean, home brands have come a long way since then, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think here in Australia, if we look at someone like Coles, they have about 30% of all the products that they sell are actually home brand. But, Aldi is very similar, and Aldi is all about saving money. So I think we've done it very differently here. I think what Coles have done very well is that they understand about packaging and how people associate that with brand. For instance, people wouldn't buy, private label hair care or toiletries, but they actually have a home brand, but they label it Koi soap. So you're not buying Coles home brand soap, you're buying Koi soap. And a lot of people don't even know that it's actually a Coles home brand.
But does it even matter? Like when I buy olive oil now, I find that there's if I'm in a Coles, there is a Coles home brand. I mean, I don't really care if people see that I've got Coles written on my bottle of olive oil because I know the product inside is the same as all the other ones.
Absolutely. And I think in a lot of cases it is. A lot of, flour and all these things, they all often come from the same area. The only reason that it's cheaper is because they're not spending as much money on fancy packaging and advertising and all of those things. Coles put a lot of effort into marketing their Coles brand as well. So, that probably helped people feel a lot more comfortable with it and understand that it's quality. Because that's what it comes down to a lot of the time is quality. I mean, there's packaging and then there's quality.
Because the other day I had to buy some brown rice to heat up for dinner. And there's the brand, which I think is Sunrise. This is actually out of Woolworths. And then there's the Woolworths brand, which is something else. And it's got the same sort of brown packaging and whatever, but it's about 30% cheaper. And I suddenly wondered, does this mean I'm dudding the rice farmer, or does the rice farmer get the same for their rice no matter whether I buy the brand name or the supermarket brand?
Well, that's right. I mean, I think, that is a good point because the Coles, because they do have such a large amount and Woolworths and Aldi, because they've got such big buying power, they probably do, they're able to pass on savings because they probably get really good savings as well. So, potentially the farmers are getting less, but they're getting the volume. So, that's part of the deal, isn't it?
If you were Asda in the UK, would you make your home brand so prominent? They've made all their packaging a very eye-searing shade of yellow. Is that a good idea?
No, I don't think it is. I think, we've got to remember that brands are important to people. And if you think about luxury goods, they've really capitalised this on years, is that, a brand is about how it makes me feel. Now, it's less if we're talking about a bag of brown rice to what it is if we're talking about a luxury car or a watch and things like that, because those things make us feel something about ourselves, whether it makes us feel like we're a savvy shopper, or it might make us feel like we're richer if we're buying the fancy products. And, if you make people feel less, then they're not going to buy into it. So we really need to make sure that people feel comfortable and confident with their purchases.
All right, thank you, Jessie. Jessie Weatherly there, brand specialist from Jork Consulting, 133693. Steve joins us. Steve.